and victims of a contaminated blood scandal have been told that they will be eligible for a new drug treatment. From August, the first patients who were infected with hepatitis will have a legal right to Sovaldi. The treatment can help to stop the disease from causing liver failure. Well, our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake has been following this story and joins me now from our Portsmouth studio. And Dom, this has been a very anxious time for these patients.
It has, and it's been an issue that's been going on for them for literally decades. These are people who were infected with hepatitis C through contaminated blood transfusions in the 1970s and 1980s. Many of the patients affected went on to develop cirrhosis, some even developing liver failure, and sadly some have died. But there was a big breakthrough in February when NICE approved a new drug called Sovaldi, which can effectively eradicate hepatitis, and NHS England welcomed it too, but it asked for a 6-month delay in its implementation, and that meant for quite a while the only people who were getting access to the drug were people who were involved in trials or those who were already dangerously ill, and this long delay has been very frustrating for patients who were afraid that perhaps they'd never get it, or at the very least they'd have to wait until they became ill or potentially develop life-threatening conditions themselves before they got any help.
Now, in the last few days we've heard that wait is effectively almost over.
Yes, absolutely. The drug is expensive. It costs up to £40,000 for a one-off course of treatment, but it is now going to be available. In a statement to BBC Radio Solent, NICE said that from the 31st of July, all those patients with the hepatitis C virus in England will have a legal right to the drug should they need it. And we've also heard from NHS England, and they say that the budget for this drug is going to be increased from £40 million to £190 million. And they say that means thousands of patients in England with cirrhosis caused by the hepatitis C virus will now be able to access new treatment options to prevent further damage to the liver, including the potential of end-stage liver disease and even cancer.
And how have patients reacted?
It's been a long wait, and they're very pleased that this is actually going to happen now. Earlier, we spoke to 54-year-old Army veteran Sally Vickers from Portsmouth, who got hepatitis C from a blood transfusion back in 1982. And while she welcomed the news, she said that hepatitis has had a terrible impact on her health already.
They gave us this disease. Some people got HIV, some people got Hep C. Myself, I got Hep C and STD, and I've been infertile, so I haven't been able to have children, mm-hmm. So they refused me a family life because of it. Once you get hepatitis, even if you don't know it, you'll get symptoms, you'll get tiredness, you'll get possibly dizziness, and what people don't realise, it affects your teeth. It eats away the roots of your teeth. I've lost all my top set through that, and it was only a dentist that informed me that's what it was. The only way I can explain it to people, if you've ever had real flu, not a cold flu, times that by 10, that's how we feel on a daily basis.
That was Sally Vickers talking to us in the last hour. Andrew Lanford is from the British Liver Trust and joins us on the phone now. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's your view on the way that this has been handled?
Well, I think that the slow pace from NHS England is indefensible. But I think what we've got to do now is now we've got this opportunity, is really make sure that as many people with cirrhosis due to hepatitis C get the treatments that are now available.
Of course. When we were talking to Sally earlier on, she explained something which seems like common sense to me. It was the fact that even though this treatment is expensive at £40,000, the cost of liver transplants, much more expensive. How could it have taken so long for these health professionals to figure that out?
Well, the health professionals have been very aware of that, and with the development of these new treatments and cures, that it's been convincing NHS England and NICE and the bureaucrats that this is an essential treatment, and as Sally highlights, is very cost effective in the long run.
So the situation that we're at now is that the patients have a legal right to get this drug. Some of the patients that we've spoken to still haven't been contacted by their own doctors. Will they actually get this drug now? Is there any chance that between now and August something could go wrong?
Hopefully not. I think most importantly that particularly people with cirrhosis will be monitored very closely by their hospital teams. So at their next appointment, this will be discussed with them, and the opportunities for the new treatments will be offered.
Okay, really good to talk to you this morning, Andrew. Andrew Lanford from the British Liver Trust there. I think they're based in Ringwood, actually. Before that hour, East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake.